There are plenty of keys needed to be a successful waiter. Paying close attention to your guests. Friendly and courteous service. And delivering on time.
You gotta have great balance, you know, jingling, so you gotta have the appetizers and the drink, you know, how to balance it. I guess mingling with people, being able to talk.
Detail to your assignment, so if you're asked to get something, getting it promptly and getting the right thing.
Having the wine on time or the drink on time and making sure the food's not cold, I guess would be the first keys.
Just somebody that has fun with their guests and, you know, just polite and has a little fun with them.
The Minnesota Vikings know what it takes to deliver good service. But the question is, can they shift the roles and themselves become the waiters?
It's about others, so putting other people before yourself and obviously great balance. So, you know, in the past, they don't ask us to do too much because they're scared we're going to screw something up around here. So the wait staff here at Manny's is good at training us to get out of the way is really the best thing.
I'm from Texas. We have nothing but manners. I'm going to try to win an award off of being the best server.
A large group of Vikings tested their skills in the food service industry at the 4th annual Chad Greenway Celebrity Waiter Night, a fun-filled evening at Manny's Steakhouse in downtown Minneapolis, where Chad and over 20 of his teammates traded their uniforms and cleats for aprons and trays as they helped serve nearly 200 guests a three-course Manny's meal.
It's easy to do because Chad and Jenny are great people. They've done a tremendous job with all their events. They've been tremendously charitable, and it's great. It's great to be able to give back.
Well, it's pretty fun. I mean, it's obviously you look back and look at the numbers, the amount of money we've been able to raise through this event. Just the fact that we're doing it with Manny's here at Manny's is pretty spectacular. So you look back over the years and what we've been able to accomplish, not only through our foundation, but through this event alone. It's pretty exciting, and we're hoping to continue it tonight.
I love it. I look forward to it every year. Chad's asked me to MC it now 4 consecutive years, and you know, when you get the opportunity to introduce the players, you get to add a little flair and a little flavor to it, and the people seem to enjoy it.
The night's activities were all to benefit a very worthy cause, the Chad Greenway Lead the Way Foundation, an organization started by Chad and his wife Jenny, which strives to give back and enrich the lives of young kids in need. From the locker program that provides endless entertainment options at area hospitals, to lunches with mothers of chronically ill children, the foundation provides much support to families in need.
It means so much. It is a fun night for the adults to come out and to have fun, relax, get a great meal, have some drinks, and enjoy each other's company. But it's so important at the bottom level of it all is that we're all giving, whether it's $5, whatever it is, it's all going towards a great cause, and we're all uniting together to make something happen for all of the kids and to better all of our future. So it really means a lot that everybody's coming out to help us out.
Our foundation is a big part of our lives, and this is, you know, fundraising is a huge part of what we do to keep pushing our events, keep making our stuff bigger. Keep being able to do more, reach out to more families, and we want to be as widespread as help as many people as possible. So, with our locker program, it's being a big part of that. You know, these fundraisers have to happen for us to be able to raise funds for that.
The Vikings players may not have a second career as waiters, but on this night, no one was too concerned about their service. It was an evening of great food at Manny's Steakhouse, an opportunity to mingle and get autographs with the Vikings players. And the best part of the night, it was all for a great cause.